information about the event itself?
So I'm just going to direct people to the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network website. Just go ahead and do a web search for that and the Disability Day of Mourning. And they have a whole page there where you can find a vigil near you, and you can get in contact with that vigil that way. They'll have the Facebook page and all of that information.
Absolutely. And that website, I do believe, is asan.org, if I'm spouting this off the top of my head correctly, which, you know, never a guarantee with me.
Well, actually, I'll give it to you. So it's autisticadvocacy.org.
Okay, autisticadvocacy.org. You can find out more information wherever you're listening and get involved with the Disability Day of Mourning. Katie Carroll from Aging New York, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. Really appreciate it.
And thank you.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Yeah. away. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. It's no way. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda. I'm 20, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm 8 years old.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Hooray. Because that's what we do every week.
Hooray.
Because we don't want to disappoint people. They listen to their book show and they don't hear us talk about books. They'd be very sad. Unless we're talking about something bookish. Which I know Mashuda has some bookish things that she wanted to share.
Yeah, I have... a riddle which I wanted to share. Okay, so it's an Einstein riddle. So it's like, who owns the fish? So here you go. The Brit lives in the red house. The Swede Kip keeps dogs as pets. The Dane drinks tea. The greenhouse is on the immediate left of the White House. The greenhouse's owner drinks coffee. The owner who smokes Paul Mall rares birds. The owner of the yellow house smokes Dunhill. The owner living in the center house drinks milk. The Morwegan lives in the first house. The owner who smokes blends lives next to the one who keeps cats. The owner who keeps the horse lives next to the one who smokes Dunhill. So the owner who smokes Blue Masters drinks beer. The German smokes Prince. The Morwegian lives next to the Blue House. The owner who smokes blends next to the one who drinks water. So, yeah.
So what's the riddle?
That's the riddle. What are we trying to find out? We're finding, like, who owns the fish.
Oh, who owns the fish?
Yeah. No pressure. I didn't even find it.
I think I'd have to really work it out, like write it down. That one's a long one. I'm usually good at those kind of things, though. But there's a lot of smokers in that riddle. A lot of very random brands. But you figured it out, or you didn't?
No, I didn't.
I'm going to say, I'll say it's the Danish person. I have no idea. Just making a guess for the fun of it.
Honestly, you have to, I don't know, like, you have to do, like, whole entire math to figure it out. So, like, I don't know.
You have to draw it out. They didn't give the answer?
No, they didn't. It's like, you have to figure it out. There's, like, full explanation of the answer, but it's like, they don't really give the answer. It's like, so it's just out there if anyone interested.
If anyone can solve this. Maybe no one has a fish. Maybe the cat ate the fish. Somebody had a cat.
Yeah.
That's sad. Poor fish. Lucky cat.
I think no one has solved this riddle yet, so don't know.
No one ever?
No, there's a YouTube video about it, but...
No one has ever solved the riddle?
I don't know if no one has ever, but it just says on the businessinsider.com, it says that no one did. I don't know. It was so interesting to me, so I just had to share it.
Very long. Yeah. I think you had something else you wanted to share too, right?
Yes. So I have this poem by Emily Dickinson. It's called Hope. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. The sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bard that kept so many warm. I have heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity is axed a crumb of me. So that's by Emily Dickinson.
Did you pick out that poem?
So I think, like, hope with, like, think with feathers, I heard a lot of expression that was used. So I was just, I heard it, I think like a, another podcast, they were using the word hope and the thing with feathers. So I was interested and I looked it up, and then I discovered that there's a poem to it. So then I read it and I really liked it. And I also researched a little about her life. And so like, she always has this hope that everything will be fine. And so she expresses her life stories into her poem. And I feel like that gives a really powerful message, because like hope, everyone has their own definition of hope. And I feel like hope in her sense is very powerful, because she hopes that she will achieve, but you know, not every time things happen, but so like, but we can all hope for the best. So
yeah, she had very lovely poems. I like her poems a lot. Well, thank you for sharing your poem and that very long riddle that I'm not quite convinced of. I don't know if it's solvable. I'd have to see it.
I thought they will have the answer to it, but then I realized they didn't. So,
oh well, maybe someday. So, Fatia, did you have a book you wanted to share?
Yeah, it's called The Lost Princess by Fatia. Once upon a time, there lived two parents who were willing to have children, but their wish could never come true. The wife saw the witch's garden and really wanted to have some fruits from there, but her husband would not stand it. Then one day he finally said yes. When he got there, he was turned to a witch. Then she ate it. He fell very sick, but then the fairy godmother came and helped her remove. Then the next day, she had a baby girl. Her name was Kira. She was very nice, but there was something very strange and bad. Her mother cried and sobbed hours until it has been the next day. She was still very mad. She hated her away. Then the witch came and brought her to hell. The end.
It took quite the turn in the end. That's a lovely story. Thank you for sharing, Fatia.
Welcome. And there's also a note here. It says, "Happy birthday, Georgia."
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Georgia just had a birthday.
Yay.
We're all very glad Georgia was born.
Thank you.
Thank goodness.
I'm glad that you all were born.
Oh, thank you. And it's not even our birthdays. Cool. I really like that story, Fatia. I wonder, are you planning to write more stories like that?
Yeah, but there's also chapter 2.
Oh, that was just the first chapter. Maybe we'll hear the second chapter another day. That would be cool. The continuing tale. So Georgia, did you have a book you wanted to talk about today?
So today I'm talking about Katie the Cat Sarah by Colleen A.F. Venable, I think. And so it was a really good book. It's about, I'm getting the description right now. So pretty much it's this girl named Katie, and she's trying to get enough money to go to camp with her friends. And so, oh, I forgot, Stephanie Yu is the illustrator. And so she's doing that by cat-sitting. So I'll read the description. Katie is dreading the boring summer ahead while her best friends are all away at camp, something that's way out of Katie and her mom's budget, unless Katie can figure out a way to earn money for camp herself. But when Katie gets a job cat-sitting for her mysterious upstairs neighbor, life gets interesting. First, Madeline has 217 cats, and they're not exactly normal cats. Also, why is Madeline always out exactly when the city's most notorious villain commits crimes? Is it possible that Katie's upstairs neighbor is really a supervillain? Can Katie wrangle a whole lot of wayward cats, save a best friendship, Why is Beth barely writing back? And who's this boy she keeps talking about? Anne cracked the biggest story in the city's history. Some heroes have capes. Katie has cats.
You finally read it.
It says the reading age is 10 to 12.
Did that seem about right?
Yep.
Although I liked it too, and I'm much older than 12.
Yeah.
Much, much, much older. And actually, my niece read it too, and she is younger than 10. So I think it could have a wider
Sorry, range. I meant to say 8 to 12. I meant to say 8 to 12. I thought I said 8 to 12. Sorry.
That makes more sense. I was like, why is it so narrow? 10 to 12. Got to get it in those few years or else you're out of luck. But yeah, I thought that was a really fun book and series so far. There's been two. The second one just came out this past month. What'd you like about it?
I am still reading it, and I just really, really like it. I don't know what I like about it so much. I just really love it.
I thought it was pretty fun and funny. I like the cats and their special tricks that they can do.
Yeah, the cats are really cute. Yeah, the cats are probably my favorite. Also, I hope that Madeline is a supervillain.
You hope so?
Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it, so I don't know.
It'd be weird, though, because she's so nice, and you'd think a supervillain would be a nasty person.
Wait, can you tell me, please, after the show?
Maybe.
I can't take the suspense.
We'll see. I'm not going to tell the radio listeners, though.
I know.
But if you beg and plead, I might be willing to tell you. Especially since you could look up the answer online.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the rest of it. Yeah, don't do it, radio listeners. Just read the book. So I wanted today to talk about a couple new releases that we just got. Like, I literally opened the box at the library before getting on the radio. So these are both books for teens. And one of them is by an author who I've read before. And the other is from somebody that's new to me. And so the first one is a novel called No Filter and Other Lies by Crystal Maldonado, who is the author of a book called That Chance Charlie Vega, which I loved, that I read last year, I believe. And I'll read the description for you because I haven't read this one. You should know right now that I'm a liar. They're usually little lies, tiny lies, baby lies, not so much lies as lie adjacent, but they're still lies. Influencer Max Monroe has it all, beauty, friends, tons of followers, and a glittering life of pure aesthetic, except it's all fake. Max is actually 17-year-old Kat Sanchez, funny, sarcastic, good at photography. Nothing glamorous about her existence, just suburbia, bad house parties, a fractured family, a crap school year, and the awkwardness of dealing with best friend Hari's unrequited love. It's tough being fat, biracial, and young. But Kat thrives as Max, doling out advice, sharing beautiful photos, networking with famous influencers, even making a real friend in a follower named Elena. The closer Elena and Max get, texting, calling, even flirting, the more Kat feels she has to maintain the facade. But when one of Max's posts goes ultra viral and gets back to the person Kat's been stealing photos from, well, let the apocalypse begin. No Filter and Other Lies is a raw, laugh-out-loud story about messy friendships, heart-squeezing first love, complex racial dynamics, painful family secrets, coming out, and living for the gram. It's also about the lies we tell each other and ourselves that hurt the most and the truth that will set us free. Mm-hmm. So that is No Filter and Other Lies by Crystal Maldonado.
Is that novel or graphic novel?
This one's a novel.
I want to read that. It seems good.
Yeah, I think it sounds very interesting.
I might check that out next time I go to the library.
Yeah, I'm excited to read that. I thought Fat Chance Charlie Vega was really great. And I think that was her first novel. I think this is her second, at least published. But yeah, excited to read another book from her. And the next one that I wanted to share is by an author who I haven't read yet. This is called Across a Field of Starlight by Blue Deliquanti. And it's a graphic novel. It's aimed at teenagers. And I will read the description. It says, star-crossed, literally. Fasten is a soldier training to fight in an intergalactic war to protect the solar system from invaders. Lou is a young scientist from a peaceful colony on the outskirts of space that focuses on exploration for knowledge's sake. Their worlds collided when they were kids, and even though contact is forbidden, Lou and Fasten can't escape each other's orbit. When Fasten and Lou reunite, they inadvertently bring both their worlds together in a dangerous clash. They will have to make a choice, stay apart and stick to the only lives they have ever known, or stay together and risk it all. I like a good sci-fi story, and I like graphic novels, so I'm pretty excited for this one. Sounds fun. So that is Across a Field of Starlight by Lou Delaquanti. Not sure if I'm saying the last name right, but sounds very good. You can see some of the characters on the cover. At least my co-hosts can, our radio listeners can't. They look like they're in a spaceship with some like gravitational, you know, floating. So yeah, so those are two of the latest books we got at the library that I'm excited about. I could share some other ones too. We got a little stack today. Share another novel that we just received. It is called The Chandler Legacies by Abdi Nazemian. And I've read a book by them before, which they won a Stonewall Honor for, called Like a Love Story. It was very good. And this is the description. Beth Kramer is a townie who returns to her sophomore year after having endured a year of tension with her roommate, Sarah. But Sarah Brunson knows there's more to that story. Amanda Priya Spencer is the privileged daughter of New York City elites who is reeling from the realization that her family name shielded her from the same fate as Sarah. Ramin Golafshar arrives at Chandler as a transfer student to escape the dangers of being gay in Iran, only to suffer brutal hazing under the guise of tradition in the boys' dorms. And Freddie Bello is the senior who's no longer sure of his future, but knows he has to stand up to his friends after what happened to Ramin. At Chandler, the elite boarding school, these five teens are brought together in The Circle, a coveted writing group where life-changing friendships are born and secrets are revealed. Their professor tells them to write their truths. But is the truth enough to change the long-standing culture of abuse at Chandler? And can their friendship survive the fallout? That's The Chandler Legacies by Abdi Nazemian. And that's a novel, not a graphic novel. And so one reason I'm excited for this is that I liked his previous book. Another reason is that I think books set at boarding schools are really fun. It's like a different setting than I'm used to reading, something I have no experience with. And then another thing is that there's all these different characters, and this book is set up in the style where each chapter centers on a different student. Ooh, and I like books that skip around like that. So, and they sound like interesting Ooh. Characters too.
Ooh, then you should totally read Terry LeBenson's books.
Oh yeah?
Hers are all skip around.
Do they skip around within the books? Or I know they have, each book is a different character.
Each book is two characters.
Usually. Oh, two. Okay.
Or two yeah. points of view. There's one where it's one time of a person, then the present time.
Nice. So those are just a few of our newest books. We get new books all the time. And I get the fun task of opening up all the boxes when they get here. It feels like Christmas every day, even if the books that I'm revealing are not for me. Like sometimes they're not even things I want to read, but it's still exciting. I'm like, ooh, that person, I like that one. That person, I like that one. Somebody will like this. Like I'm opening up presents for the whole community. Is there anything you all are looking forward to reading soon or that you're currently reading aside from Kitty the Cat Sitter?
I'm excited to come and check out all of those new books.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm excited to make more books and share them to the radio listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to hear more of your books too. I don't know what's next on my, I have so many books at home. I don't know which one I'm reading next. I think I have to see what's due first because they're, I mean, I do have books that aren't library books at home, but I try to get through the library ones first so that I can bring them back and somebody else can read them. But what I've been doing lately is if I have a bunch of them out, I look at them and see, first of all, if they're due soon and if anybody's waiting on them. And then I read those first. And then I see which ones have the highest ratings online. And then I read whatever one has the highest rating and see if I like it too. I do have one at home that Georgia suggested on the radio that I'm looking forward to reading called Stealing Home. It was a graphic novel that you suggested a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll read that next. Is there anything else anyone wants to share before we go?
I'm excited for spring.
Me too.
Me three.
Me too. I'm curious if we'll have an early spring this year.
I don't think so. I keep thinking that we'll have an early spring.
And then it snows.
It unfreezes and it's like 50 degrees. And it's great. And then it freezes again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freeze, freeze, freeze. Ice, 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 snow.
Yeah. Messing with us.
Yeah.
But feel like spring is in sight. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be nice to be able to be comfortable outside once again, not have to bundle up to be outdoors.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, while we're waiting for spring, we hope everyone out there listening has lots of quality reading time while you're waiting to get outdoors. Although you can go outdoors in the winter too. It's just sometimes it hurts a little, depending on your warm gear. But yeah, we're just about out of time for today. So we hope everyone out there listening has a great week. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her